got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. And it's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question this week, amazing. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? Amazing question for those who want to understand. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you're aware that you can podcast it, right? But you think, I still want to hear the show as it's happening. I got to go fishing. I got to go hunting. I got to go work out. I got to take my kids to the public school system. I got to whatever. But I still want to listen to the show. You can. You can listen to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Friday, a relaxed day. No subject matters. Friday's like, get it off your chest Friday. Fridays give you the chance to express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Bye, bitch.
Oh, they cocker. Go to the next club.
Wild animals.
The worst thing that's ever happened.
The White House has taken down a Truth Social video depicting former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama as monkey.
Unacceptable.
praying it was fake because it's the most racist thing I've seen out of this White House.
Get out my face.
Ma'am, why are you in a $2.5 million property?
This is hard. Shouldn't have happened. She had a whole life ahead of her.
Tiffany Mabry is heartbroken over the shooting death of her niece.
And she was only 15 years old.
Cut. I don't know if I can answer that. Allegedly. Can I cut?
We're rolling, my friend. Yeah.
Is that a DEI lawyer? A DEI lawyer. What a mess. That's Yanker, baby. He put that together, folks. What a mess, a spiritual mess. I was wondering out loud. And I thought, let me ask. Tomorrow is like relaxed day. I thought maybe I'll ask. Do you feel like you're not going to make it? Do you feel like you're not going to make it? Men and women. Do you feel, even the men and women who are working on themselves, do you feel that you're not going to make it? That you're not going to find what you're looking for in time? And those men and women who are not working on themselves, do you feel that you're not going to make it? I really want to know. How about you, Hate? Do you feel that you're not going to make it?
Sometimes.
Sometimes I feel like a mother's child. Sometimes I feel like I can't go on. And why do you feel that you're not going to make it sometimes? Hank is one of the experts here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and the host of the Hank Report right after my show Monday through Friday. 9 a.m. Pacific time. Why do you feel that you're not going to make it sometimes?
I judge it to be so. You know how you get a fear and a thought and you arrive at a conclusion or a doubt that you believe? That's what happens to me.
And you feel that you're not going to make it where? Oh, mate, what?
Living right, something like that.
And what is living right?
Getting to heaven or whatever.
And where is heaven?
Don't ask me that.
Let me ask my expert, the anchor baby, Nick, do you feel like you're not going to make it?
Yeah, when I think about that too much, I do. It does feel like that. I end up thinking about what I'm trying to be or trying to achieve, or I start thinking about those kinds of things. And I'm like, okay, I'm still not there, or something like that.
And so you think that you're not going to make it sometimes?
Yep.
Make it where?
To freedom.
And what is freedom?
To cavalry. I don't know. Something like that.
Cavalry.
Wait, what is that? Is that a bad thing?
You mean Calvary.
That's what I meant.
I thought that was the same word.
Cavalry is in Canada. Isn't it?
Yeah, Calgary.
You left there.
Calgary, Alberta. Calvary, Alberta.
So you sometimes think you're not going to make it.
Yeah, if I think about it, I think about what I don't, what I'm not, what I don't have or something.
You feel like you won't make it.
Right.
Make it where or what?
To the promised land.
And where is that?
I'm looking for it when I think about it.
So you feel like you're not going to make it. Are you serious? You feel like you're not going to make it to a promised land?
Well, I'm not joking. And when I say promised land, I mean, I guess I'm sort of messing around with that term, but I do mean, like, freedom. I do mean some sort of intangible state of freedom, of being whole, and something I can't quite describe.
Okay. Amazing. How about my other expert, Kurt? Kurt, you feel that you're not going to make it, or think or feel that you're not going to make it sometime?
I have thoughts that say I shouldn't make it.
Shouldn't make what?
I don't know. Peace, heaven.
So you feel like you're not going to make it with peace and heaven and or heaven?
Yeah.
And what does that feel like?
It feels like I suck. Like I'm terrible.
I don't know why I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah, what the?
I know, I'm just playing. What does your feel like, Nate, when you feel like you're not going to make it?
Feels like, it feels like if I think about it too much, it feels like I'm far away from something. Like there's a lot more I got to do. Like there's, like if I don't do something, if I don't close this distance, whatever the heck that is, I'll die in hell, or like I'll just, you know, that I'm just like, not that I'll die in hell in some sort of way. It's kind of what I think about.
And what does it feel like you when you feel like you're not gonna make it, Hank?
Doom and gloom. I'm glad somebody finds it funny.
Oh God!
Really sad people.
Oh God! So do you feel like you gonna make it, folks? Whether you're working on yourself or not, do you feel like there's not enough time and that you're not going to make it? Really, I want to know.
You free us?
I'm sorry?
This is the part where you free us and tell us?
I just want to know, do people feel that way? I just want to, you know, something I was thinking about reflecting on. Do you feel like you're not going to make it? And do you feel like going on? Derek is telling me, my producer, that a famous NASCAR driver will ask when arriving to his first race how he knew he could do it. The NASCAR driver said, "I never thought I couldn't." Okay, amazing. Interesting. But anyway, I just wonder, y'all out there in the radio land, internet world, do you sometimes you feel like you're just not going to make it? Whatever making it is to you, do you feel like you're not going to make it? And what is making? Do you feel like you just don't have enough time? You're getting older, time going by fast, and you're just not going to make it. I'm wondering out. Really, I want to know. In the meantime, did you hear about this female, Democrat female? This is from Fox News. She appears to be a mess. I wonder if she's going to make it. This Democratic, LaMonica, McIver, who is currently facing charges related to interfere with ICE officers at a detention facility, is facing strong pushback online over her line of questioning to ICE agent director Todd Lyons in a heated hearing on Tuesday. Here's what she had to say from Fox News. Watch this.
Mr. Lyons, do you consider yourself a religious man?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, how do you think Judgment Day will work for you with so much blood on your hands?
I'm not going to entertain that question.
Oh, okay, of course not. Do you think you're going to hell, Mr. Lyons?
I'm not going to end.
Of course not. Gentlelady. How many government...
The gentlelady will suspend. The gentlelady will suspend.
Chairman?
As I said, the issues we're debating here are important to ones that members feel deeply about.
Thank you,
While
Chairman.
Vigorous disagreement is part of the legislative process, members are reminded that we must adhere to established standards of decorum and debate. The witnesses are here voluntarily, and I will continue to remind members that while oversight is important, aggressively attacking those witnesses personally is inappropriate and not in keeping with the traditions of our committee.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just asking a question. You guys are always talking about religion here in the Bible. I mean, it's okay for me to ask a question, right? But let me continue on. I got your note.
All right. The gentlelady may resume.
Thank you so much. Let me get back to my question, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I appreciate you.
What an evil heifer, huh? Looking up from hell, asking somebody, are you coming down here? What a mess. You still want blacks involved in your politics, in your government, in your police departments, in your schools? In your job, your businesses, this is what you get. These people cannot run anything. I've been trying to tell you, look at their hoods. And black females got it bad. What an evil heifer. What an evil heifer. Should not be in American politics. Maybe she can go back to Africa and participate in African politics. But that doesn't work here, lady, female. What a mess! My country is gone completely. It is now a socialist society. Communist society. And apparently there's no turning around from communist socialist. Is there any country hate that I'm not aware of who was a communist society, socialist society? And there's nothing gentle about that lady. I don't know why they call her a gentle lady. She's a hell of a lady. But is anywhere in history where there was a society that was capitalism, and it went socialism, communism, and then it was able to overcome and become capitalism again? Has that ever happened in history?
I don't know. Maybe. I feel like some of those Eastern European countries and stuff like that, the former communist countries, they're doing okay now, I think. Although I don't know if that's the case, actually. Because they're sort of anesthetized, I'd heard. I don't know which countries they are. So I could name some countries that seemed like they're doing okay. There are countries that seem like they're doing okay. Poland, Hungary. But I don't know actually how okay they're doing. And I don't know if those were communist countries. But there's a lot of former Soviet countries that were communist and other countries that were communist but not necessarily Soviet that don't seem to be falling necessarily for the mess, the woman mess that the so-called Western normal white nations are falling for.
Derek said Russia was able to overcome socialism.
I don't know. Okay. I thought of Russia, too. But I don't know if Russia's actually doing okay.
Why not?
I just don't know. I've heard both sides.
Isn't Putin a part of the dream team?
He is.
Well, then Russia's doing fine.
Right, but that doesn't mean that that they're really out of the woods, because they're falling into the young people. You know how the young people are dumb?
Right.
Well, that's affecting Russia, too.
Oh, yeah?
It's affecting Japan. You know how people say, oh, Japan is not so diverse. Well, it's getting hurt by all this diversity and woman stuff, too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. And one other quick story for now is that some of you may have heard, and it's being reported. I don't know how true it is, but it's being reported. This is from Axios, that the Trump administration will end its immigration crackdown in a trans city in Minnesota. Cities in Minnesota are the Twin Cities of Minnesota are the neighboring cities of Minnesota and St. Paul. White House borders are Minneapolis and St. Paul. White House border czar Tom Holmes announced Thursday. Holman announced Thursday that law enforcement yielded an agreement to allow agents to detain undocumented inmates inside of jail. I thought that was always the case. And the great white hope had been saying, the great white hope has been saying that the reason they had ICE on the streets is because the law enforcement in Minneapolis would not allow ICE to go into the prisons and get the inmates, illegal aliens. And so they had to go on the streets and do it. And now, according to this report, they have agreed, okay, we'll let you go in the prisons and collect the illegal aliens. And so now they don't have to do it as much on the streets. Watch this from CBS News.
I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude.
Border Czar Tom Homan credited improved coordination with state and local leadership for the end of the operation. Since December, over 3,000 federal immigration agents deployed to the Twin Cities. Officials say more than 4,000 people were detained. The crackdown sparked weeks of protests. And agents shot three people, killing two U.S. citizens. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
They left us with deep damage, generational trauma.
Jason Coleman is the principal at Valley View Elementary.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
At least six students in his school district were detained, including his student, five-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos.
What does the road ahead look like for you? What's next?
How to pick up the pieces. You know, what do we do with our kids? They're coming with trauma, and how do we address that when they come back to school?
I'm falling to pieces, yeah. I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. It's interesting in that Tom Holman guy, he worked with Barack Obama doing the same job, and there was no pushback. He was doing the exact same thing he's doing for the Trump administration, and all of a sudden, there's pushback. But when Obama hired this guy to do what he was doing, there was no pushback. It was quietly done. It's because they hate the great white hope, and they're trying to get him out of the White House so they can get back in and destroy America completely with the desire for false power and wealth. Local authority cooperated with Obama. And Tom. Tom and like him up. But not Trump. Isn't that amazing? Tell me that human nature is not wicked and evil. There's no love in human nature. Human beings are not of love. They're only of hate. On February 10th and the 12th, 2026, Top U.S. immigration officer faced an intense bipartisan grilling from lawmakers on Capitol Hill regarding aggressive enforcement tactics used by federal agents. Watch this, CBS News.
CBS News' Nicole Scanga is in Washington, D.C., where top immigration officials faced a grilling from lawmakers. Today on Capitol Hill, bipartisan frustration over aggressive tactics used by federal agents.
It's clearly evident that the public trust has been lost.
These tactics are causing fear, they're chaos in our communities.
Kentucky Republican Rand Paul zeroed in on the struggle before Alex Preddy was shot by two Customs and Border Protection personnel.
He is retreating at every moment. He's trying to get away, and he's being sprayed in the face.
CBP Commissioner Rodney Scott had a different view.
What I'm seeing is a subject that's also not complying. He's not following any guidance. He's fighting back nonstop.
Scott also vowed to release body cam footage from the incident. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, who also appeared before the panel, was accused by Republican Ron Johnson of encouraging the protesters.
Two people are dead because you encouraged them to put themselves into harm's way.
Are you asking me for comment, Senator? Because everything you said was untrue.
Amazing. Rand Paul is weak. Where's Ron Paul when you need him? Rand's daddy. The only discussion should be happening there is had those people have not got had not gotten in the way of the ICE workers doing their job, they may be alive today. They got up out of their beds, left their homes, and went out there and put themselves in the way of law operating people trying to do their job. Anybody asked them to go out there and do that, and they didn't do it because they loved the illegal aliens. They did it all for the thrill of it. If they had not put themselves in the way, it would not have happened. You do not jump in front of a car, a moving automobile, and think you may make it. They got what they put themselves into. All four, three of them. And this man called himself a Republican. Rhino Republican. Isn't that amazing? My country's gone. All these people who went out there and protest and whatever against ICE should all be locked up. Put them, when they bring the illegals out, put them in there and leave them there in prison. I saw a short report, so I don't know the whole details. Something about some judge in this country has ordered transgender la-la-la people to come back from El Salvador, bring them back from the prison, back into our country. They want them to come back and want us to pay the money to bring them back. Judges in America, and you let these people back in the office, it's over. Especially for the American citizens who are working hard and trying to have a living, make a living. Have you heard the hate?
I had not, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, some judge, unless I'm reading wrong, misheard it. Some judge... Oh, there it's telling me now. A federal judge on Thursday ordered the Trump administration to facilitate the return to the United States of people imported to El Salvador Terrorism Confinement Center. That's from advocate.com. What the... Back in a moment, folks. What a mess. Your phone calls and super chats.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do
You absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. It's Friday. Get it off your chest today. Relax. Couple announcement. The Hake Report. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after my show, the JLP show. TheHakeReport.com. And after the JLP show, so Hake is from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the JLP show, the brand new episode of The Fallen State today is Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of interesting, fun conversation with Jim Renacci. And Jim is a politician, businessman, Republican representative from Ohio. And he was also mayor there in Ohio at one point. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You have American citizens out there trying to stop ICE from doing its job.
I think peaceful protest should be allowed no matter where you're at.
This is not peaceful protest. This is anarchy. Why do you need a pope?
I think the Catholic religion works for me. It works for my family. It gives us our basis, and that's the real key.
We men always call women strong. Would you ever obey a woman?
I obey my mom all the time.
Amazing. Later. Amazing. At 11 a.m. today, you don't want to miss it. At 11 a.m. You can also support The Fallen State right there on thefallenstate.tv or locals.com. All right? Jesse Lee Peterson.com/JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Amazing. And after that, the one, the only, undefeated American anchor baby. He is not defeated. Energy given to him by God. Not a gift, but given to him. The American anchor baby, flying high on natural energy. Right after The Fallen State. And normally The Fallen State go for about an hour, give or take. But right after that, The American Anchor Baby. And then you're invited to fellowship on Sunday. All are invited. We have an amazing fellowship. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can go to rebuildingaman.com/church, rebuildingaman.com/church. And thank you all for your support. Don't forget to like these videos. Support us on social media. I want to go to Stephen, a first time call out of Massachusetts. Stephen, you are on the air.
Hello. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Stephen.
So I had a question just about, like, the Catholic Church and, like, their teachings and everything. And, like, they say to pray and do that kind of stuff, or, like, pray the rosary and that stuff. Where it's, like, I don't necessarily think it's bad, but I see how they get kind of caught up in, like, their ego with it all. So I guess I'm just, like, questioning, like, how I should handle those types of situations.
Are you Catholic?
I mean, my mom is, but, like, I don't really like to identify that way. Like, I identify, like, with Jesus himself. Like, I don't see him as, like, one thing. Like, they're two separate things. Like, religion something, and then
stay
Jesus
close to your phone, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you Catholic?
No. Like, I don't see myself that way. Like, I like, follow Christ, but, and I don't necessarily, like, think that, like, they're the same. Like, I think they're two different things.
And so you're not Catholic. And so why are you concerned about Catholic religion if you're not Catholic?
Well, I mean, I like going to church, and, like, I've been, like, going more to church and, like, you know, taking the Eucharist, and, like, they tell you, like, oh, like, you should be praying the rosary, or, like, oh, like, you should be, like, praying every day, and, like,
how old are
they,
you?
Like, say to do, I'm 28.
And why do you go if you don't like it?
Well, I do like it. Like, I like the community of people that it brings, but I think they're the Catholic teachings kind of, like, misses the point of Jesus, you know? So when, like, you know, I talk about it with them, like, they're kind of, like, lost at, like, what I'm saying.
And
does that make sense?
But I don't understand why you go. Do you drink the rookeries of Jesus? I mean, what do you say they do at the Catholic Church? They have you drink the Eucharist?
Well, yeah, you take the Eucharist. Like, yeah, I take
what,
it.
What's that?
That's, like, the bread.
Oh.
Like, the little, like, the circle.
And so, like, are you, like, hungry? You go there for the breakfast part?
I mean, I go to breakfast after,
but
you know, you got to eat.
When you say you follow, they don't follow Jesus, but you do. How do you follow Jesus?
Well, I mean, I think it's about, like, the ego and, like, letting go of, like, the things that you think. So I just see, like, I don't really like to think one way or the other when it comes to, like, stuff, I guess. So, like, when they say, like, oh, like, you got to be, like, praying every day and, like, doing this and that, you know, and, like, confession and that kind of stuff, I don't really know how to feel about it.
Well, the one thing I want you to know is that God nor his son Jesus have anything to do with religion. At all, any form of religion. God is not involved at all, and that's why it doesn't work.
So is it bad to, like, go to church?
I mean, it's a waste of time.
But, like, what if, I guess what I'm really struggling with right now is just, like, finding people that, like, I can just, like, sort of talk to and, like, be with.
Why do you need that?
Well, I mean, I don't really need it, but...
But why are you looking for it?
Just for, like, I don't know, like, entertainment reasons, or, like, having, like, a person to just sort of be with, I guess.
Why?
Well, because, I don't know, like, I'm, like, fine being alone, but, like, I would like someone to like do stuff with, or like, you know, just being able to like hang out, I guess, or to like talk to people, or to like help spread like, hey, like you shouldn't be listening to your ego, I guess.
Why do you need to do that?
Because like, how else are people going to know, you know, like if you don't spread the word of God, then how,
but why are you trying to spread the word of God when God told you to tell nobody? Christ told you to go and tell no one. Why are you trying to spread it?
What is it? He says not to tell anyone that, like, you know, that, like, you're saved, I guess, or, like, hey, like, you don't have to follow, like, you don't have to listen to what your head tells you.
Yeah, he said tell no one. Why do you need to go tell someone at a Catholic church?
Well, I guess it's not necessarily that, like, I went, but, like, these opportunities, like, come to me, you know? Like, I don't necessarily, like, want to go one way or the other, but I look to see, like, where the path is in front of me.
But why do you have the need or desire to tell anyone about their ego?
I guess I don't know. I mean, like, you tell people about their ego, you know, and, like, you know, like, you help me, and...
I know, but why do you feel the need to go to a church or anywhere to tell anyone? Who is telling you that you need to go tell somebody?
I don't know. Like, I guess it feels good in a way, but...
So it's a thrill.
Or it helps myself.
So it's a thrill. Why do you need that thrill?
I guess I don't need the thrill, but, like, what else am I supposed to do? You know, like,
how about
if I'm not
just
trying
live
to...
your life?
But, like, what is that? Like, if I'm not, like... Because I don't really want to do anything. And if I'm not, like, going out just to experience things, then, like, how am I supposed to do something? Like, I feel like I don't do anything.
What is it that you want to do?
Well, how am I supposed to trust the things that I want to do if I can't, or if I don't think about the things?
What that, is it that you, like, want to do?
Well... Is it, like, a want to do to show people that, like, they don't have to listen to their things? Like, is that want a good want?
You shouldn't want for anything. Because you want it for things, you go always pick the wrong thing.
But if I don't want to do anything, then, like, how am I supposed to go live life and do something?
Just live it.
But, like, I don't do anything. Like,
do you have a job?
Well, I was just let go, like, 2 weeks ago, so I lost my job.
You got fired?
But it was, huh?
If you can, huh? You can hear. You got fired?
Yeah, I got fired.
Were you trying to tell people about the ego and Jesus?
That's not really why I got fired, but, like, I just kind of, I speak from my own experiences, I guess.
Were you at work telling people about the ego and Jesus?
Like, not really, but I guess, yeah, I was.
Were you doing that?
Yeah, like a little.
Were you doing
not
that?
Like a lot. I mean, I was also just, like, trying to work. Like, they wouldn't let me work on anything or do anything there.
Were you telling people about Jesus and the ego at work?
I mean, not everyone, but, like, some people, I guess.
And why were you doing that? You weren't getting paid. Did you tell the people when they hired you, if you hire me, I'm going to come and tell people about the ego and Jesus?
I mean, no, I didn't say that.
So why did you do it then? They didn't hire you for that.
Well, I mean, you just, like, people ask you questions, and, like, you just talk about things.
Nobody like, oh, asked like you any question about Jesus or the ego at work. You imposed that on people. They didn't ask you about that.
Okay.
Did they?
I mean, not, like, directly, but...
So why,
like,
why are you doing that at work? Christ said, don't tell anyone, period. You all at work. All for the thrill of it. And so why, what other reason did they fire you, if you can say?
I mean, it wasn't really, like, a good fit. Like, they, while I was at work, they, like, moved me to three different departments. So I started in one area doing one thing, and then by the time I left, I was doing some completely different thing. And it wasn't really what I wanted to be doing.
But so don't mention the name of your job or anything, the company or anything. But why do you do what they ask you to do with appreciation? Because you're there to make a paycheck by doing carrying out the work that they ask you to do. Why do you do that with gratitude?
Well, I mean, I did until like the last move, and then I was like, I don't. Like I wasn't doing much. Like, I wasn't really doing much of anything. Like, they only really wanted me to, like, throw out the trash. And then most of my days, I just kind of sit at my computer.
And why do you do that with gratitude?
Well, I mean, because, like, I wanted to be doing more. Like, I felt like I should be doing more. And if, I guess it was, like, the worry of, like, if this is all I'm doing now, then, like, this is all I'm ever going to be doing. And, like, I'm, like, losing experience. Like, I'm young. Like, I'm losing experience. So, like, I wouldn't be able to go anywhere else or do anything.
And where were you getting all those ideas from?
I mean, it was definitely coming from the devil. But, like, it wasn't what
I
wanted to be
doing. And why
are you
up there telling people at work about the ego? And that's and Jesus, why would you sit there listening to the devil if you know about the ego enough where you want to go tell everybody? Why were you sitting there listening to the devil?
I wasn't trying to. Like, I still stumble sometimes, but...
Why were you sitting listening to the devil? Telling you, this job is boring, you're missing opportunity, you're young, you're missing this and that. Why were you listening to the devil?
Because the job wasn't what I wanted to be doing.
Were you making money?
Yeah.
And did you want to make money?
I mean, yeah.
Were you doing what you wanted to do? You wanted to make money.
I mean, yeah, everyone wants to make money, but like you can make money doing different things. And
now you have no job, and now you're going to the Catholic Church. How are you making money now?
I guess I'm not.
So why were you sitting there listening to it because of time? Why were you listening to the ego that you're up there preaching to people about at work?
Well, it wasn't like all the time, but like the job wasn't what I wanted to do. Like I wanted.
So why did you take the job then?
Well, because what they hired me for wasn't what I ended up doing there. Like, I started by doing one thing, and then by the time I ended it, it was like I was doing completely different stuff.
And so your whole attitude changed on the job, and they got rid of you because of that?
Well, I mean, I think they got rid of me for different reasons, but I don't think that helped. I don't think my attitude definitely helped.
It didn't
help
at all, because had you had a good attitude, amazing things would have happened right there on that job. But because you and the devil are one, and the devil's telling you, you're young, this is not what you want to do, this is not helping you, you develop an attitude, and instead of growing in that, whatever opportunity would come, you show that, and they had to let you go. Because you listen to the ego that you're up there preaching to other people about.
Yeah. But, like, how am I supposed to know what I want to do if that's what I wanted to do?
By not wanting to do anything but do what's in front of you to do.
Huh. I mean, that's what, like, I tried to do.
What?
That's what I tried to do, and I did it.
You're not supposed to try to do it. You do it.
Huh. So, you just don't want to do anything? So I shouldn't want to do anything? Is that, like, what it is?
And you just do what's in front of you to do. Because if you want to do something, when that want to run out, then it's going to tell you, you want to do the other thing. You want to do that. But if you do what's in front of you to do, you'll be fine. And do it with a good attitude. You're not supposed to want for anything but what is right.
So...
But how are you telling people about the ego when you don't even understand the ego yourself, but you go all up in the Catholic Church, you want to tell the Pope, you go to work, you want to tell the employees, your co-worker, when you don't even understand how the ego works yourself, why don't you wait and let understanding speak for you once you get an understanding?
Well, I mean, I just speak from my experiences.
No,
and like,
your experiences are not good. What a mess.
I mean, definitely, but if I can't speak from like my experiences or whatever, like how am I...
What experiences?
Well,
you're 28, you say?
Oh yeah, I'm 28.
You have no experiences. And what does it mean to speak from your experiences? I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, just like my overcoming of like some ego thoughts and like...
But you haven't overcome.
Well, I mean, not entirely, but like I feel like other stuff, you know, I'm like pretty good at like shutting it down when it comes to like lustful thinking.
But
or
why
like
do you shut it down at
stuff?
Work so you can still have a job?
Well, I mean, I feel like towards the end, I was getting better at it. But it's like when I was at work, like my attitude would just completely change. But like when I'm not at work, I'd be like fine. You know, like I'm fine now. But like if I were to go in and like...
You're not at work, you're not fine. And you're away from work, you're not fine. It's just that you think you're fine at one place and you think you're not fine at another place. And that's the problem. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah.
Every morning and night?
Well, I guess I'm pretty bad at it in the morning, but at the night I'm pretty consistent.
And that's why you're lost.
Huh.
Go back to the silent prayer. And stay out of your head.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I got to take a quick break. Hate news is coming, not the fake news. But the hate news, when I come back, straight to your calls and your super chats. It's Friday. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour one already of Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. There is one line open. It is the 13th of February, Friday the 13th, AD 2026. You can call in right now, even during Hate News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second and or third hour of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show today. Nice. It is Hate News, Not Fake News, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports. It's Friday the 13th, a day cloaked in superstition. And Commie Nonsense claims even the most rational people knock on wood just in case. I don't think that's true. But maybe some do, I suppose. I doubt it, though. Cursed or not, it has a way of making an ordinary day feel slightly ominous, so claims Commie Nonsense. I don't think that's the case at all. If you dig deeper, there's evidence, according to Commie Nonsense, that both Fridays and the number 13 have long been regarded as a harbinger of good fortune. Pardon me, I neglected to look up how exactly to pronounce that word, harbinger of good fortune. And I skimmed their article, and it's pushing like woman stuff, anti-Christian stuff, Taylor Swift stuff, evil, Commie Nonsense. Anyway, moving on to the actual news, the DHS, Department of so-called Homeland Security, a shutdown of that department is all but certain, per CNN, this weekend after lawmakers left town. Wow. For a planned recess. How come these grown people get recess and the rest of us don't? I guess we could take recess, too, if we wanted. Go out and play. With no funding deal in place, Republican congressional leaders, so-called, have blamed Democrats, saying the White House made reasonable concessions after several Democrat so-called leaders demanded changes to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, protocols. Next steps uncertain. Talks ongoing between the white on the inside White House and what I call the demon rats. Democrats, the two chambers of Congress are not scheduled to return in Washington, D.C. for 11 days, a week and a half. The GOP leaders still could call members back if they reach a deal. And Minnesota surge, the surge of ICE raiding the streets and getting people at gas stations and things, is over. And schools, White House Board of Czar Tom Homan announced Thursday the months-long immigration enforcement crackdown in Minnesota would be ending. Quote, I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, as you heard earlier this hour on the J.C. Lee Peterson Show here, that this surge operation conclude, said Homan. Minneapolis so-called mayor Jacob Frey, looks like Frey, but it's Frey, not a Christian, he expressed cautious relief at the end of Operation Metro Surge, which sparked mass protests, riots, communism, thousands of arrests, and the deaths of two U.S. citizens, which was their own fault, honestly. At its height, about 3,000 federal officers were deployed in what was the largest immigration enforcement operation in the country's history. Thank you, our greatest President Trump. Good work. Let's keep it going and move into the next phase with righteousness, as Trump is wont to do. And Nancy Guthrie, been missing for a while. The FBI Thursday shared a description of a suspect in the Nancy Guthrie case. Also raised the reward for information to $100,000. The person in the video described as a 5'9 to 5'10, 5'9 to 5'10, little just average, just above average nowadays, right? Height man with an average build, wearing a black 25-liter, whatever that is, well, this is America, Ozark Trail hiker pack, a backpack thing. We hope this updated description will help concentrate the public tips we are receiving, so said FBI's Phoenix office. They've recovered multiple gloves, and we'll see what happens. I'm James Hake, now JLP, hour two.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? Very, very interesting responses, and I appreciate it. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out of the boat and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to do what you got to do. You can podcast, but you can listen on your phone no matter where you're going and what you're doing. And then when you get back, you can watch the show again on the podcast. What the? Listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Friday. Every Friday is like, get it off your chest. Every Friday is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
What's wrong with the black?
Oh, they cocked on. Go to the next club.
You call them the N-word, and they go nuts. Attack! Attack!
the worst thing that's ever happened.
The White House has taken down a Truth Social video depicting former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama as monkey.
Unacceptable.
Praying it was fake because it's the most racist thing I've seen out of this White House.
Get off my face.
Ma'am, why are you in a $2.5 million property?
This is hard. Shouldn't have happened. She had a whole life ahead of her.
Tiffany Mabry is heartbroken over the shooting death of her niece.
And she was only 15 years old.
Cut. I don't know if I can answer that. Allegedly.
A DEI lawyer. What the?
We're rolling.
Rolling,
my friend. Yeah.
What a mess. A spiritual battle. It's not physical at all. It's spiritual. Joseph is a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Joseph, you are on the air.
Okay, yes. Did you enjoy your break? Are you okay energetically, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson?
Joseph, speak right into your phone a little louder.
Okay. Yes, I was asking if you're okay energy-wise, if you feel well-rested after your break.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Yes, of course. I happen to be unemployed as well. I was wondering, what should I do in 55 minutes of my free time of focus in order to become even a little bit successful in the next 10 to 17 years?
How old are you?
I'm 24 years old.
And you want to know what you should do to become successful?
Even to make a minimum wage through the internet is fun.
How about go out and get a job?
I'll try to do that today.
And so what's your question about that?
About getting a job or about, like,
yeah, getting a job.
Thankfully, even due to my, quote-unquote racism, I should be getting a job at some Chick-fil-A thanks to the help of some of the people there who are very kind to me in spite of how antisocial I was 7 years ago when I worked there.
Well, so you're going to go out today and get that job?
Yes, I'm going to tell Tammy, one of the workers there. I was going to thank her for going out of her way to help me.
Okay, well, go get a job. You'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat. Thank you, Joseph.
Super chats. Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California, bought you two coffees.
Thank you.
Mr. Jesse, what is wrong with Tony from California? He always calls you just to lie.
I know.
He was hilarious when he called on Monday about Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny was singing extremely nasty lyrics. Facepalm emoji.
Tony appears to just go into his head and live from there. Whatever the devil tell him to say, he just say it. He seemed not to understand anything that's true. Amazing. But wish him well. He can't see. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. This James S. gave a couple of super chats. So the first one with no message. The second one says, what a mess. I forgot to put a message on my first one. I really want your help, Jesse. Is there a workbook or a course you have that I can start?
Get the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. It's a little simple, small guide. You can carry it in your pocket. Ladies can carry it in their purses. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. And that may help you get going. Very simple. If you do them, you got to do them, though. All right? The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. Thank you. I wish you well.
Pastor Chatelet gifted a Rumble rant saying, somebody tell Hank, quote, if you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. Aurelius.
Oh, amazing. Right on. Thank you.
I'll try and tell Hank. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
Yeah, thank you.
Anthony L. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. LZ. And pardon my off-key singing.
Amazing. Thank you.
And I think it's LZ. It's in lowercase, so I presume it's not IZ. Anyway, thank you, Anthony L.
Yeah.
Lin Yenshin, I don't know, I don't know, quote, unquote, Lord Goodhair, that's me, riding the waves of sin, also known as insecurity / doubt, of who has or hasn't survived being commie.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yenshin, who also says with another super chat.
Did he say which of any countries that's returned from socialism?
He hasn't named any either.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't mean he doesn't know.
Right.
Relax. It's just Jesse. Be still. Let mama go, says Lin Yenshin.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I'm not wishing anything upon young white progressives in this country, but if they don't let go of the excuses and the false white guilt that they have for illegal aliens, then they will suffer later the same fate as many American citizens have suffered due to illegal alien violence. What do you think, Jesse?
Amazing. Sound good to me. Thank you.
Three from someone. Will the narrator inside the head ever completely go away?
If you let it happen, absolutely. You can live a life without thinking. The only thing you have to focus on sometime would be what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. I mean, like, am I wearing a suit or jeans today? Am I putting gas in my car? But you don't live by that. You do it, and you forget about it and come back to reality. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
But absolutely,
someone.
You can have a clear, and it's amazing that you can have a clear mind. Isn't that amazing? Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Another from Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, the 2 points I wanted to make about the deportations. First, Obama was black and they worked with him easily. No pushback, right? However, the difference is Trump is white and unapologetic. And lastly, if the politicians had real love for Renee Good and Alex Preti, they would say they should never have been out there in the first place.
Who is Renee Good?
She's the lesbian woman, allegedly, who was driving toward that officer and bumped into him, according to what I saw in the video.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you.
And he had to shoot her in self-defense.
Okay. Thank you.
Hiram L. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. On Cash App, that's Bond JLP, on Cash App, thanks for all you do, and thanks for all your crew do. Thanks for all you and your crew do. Pardon me.
Right on. Thank you, and thank you for helping us to do what we do. Amazing. I do appreciate it. Stay with it.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills on pilled.net. Caller going to get to over 100 like in this conversation. Like, I like, and like, find a new word, caller, LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
Hank.
Isaiah W. Good morning. I used to think and feel that way about making it, but now I'm starting to realize that it's not up to me, Isaiah.
Thank you. About that question I asked in the morning, do you feel like you're not going to make it?
Right.
Do you? I want to hear from the people. I'm taking all calls, but I want to hear from the people whether you're working on yourself or not. Do you feel like you're not going to make it? Do you feel like you may run out of time and you're just not going to make it? I want to know about that, really. I was thinking on it, reflecting on that. And I'm like, I wonder if people feel that way. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Marcus G., be grateful for what God gives you and stop listening to the devil. 100 emoji. Simple. Don't let pride and ego control you.
How are you going to sit up on a job and the devil going to tell you, oh, you young. This is not for you. You're not going to grow here. And then you get fired while trying to tell people about the ego and Jesus. What the? Amazing.
Lori, will I ever make it? I know the battle is already won, but evil pays close attention to what I pay attention to and uses those things to get a reaction out of me. When I watch and don't react, darkness does go away. The light is with me. I just got to stay out of my head. Deep question.
So does she feel like she's going to make it or not going to make it?
She doesn't answer whether she feels... Well, I don't know if she answers. Yeah, She seems to indicate she does sometimes feel that way, but she doesn't answer it directly.
Who is that?
Lori.
Lori, the question is, do you feel like you're going to make it? I mean, do you feel that you're not going to make it? Whether you're working on yourself or not, in life, do you feel like you're just not going to make it? Whatever it is you're doing, I want to know. But thank you, though. Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank y'all. Amazing. Let me go to Richard, a first-time caller out of Kentucky. Richard, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. This is Dr. Richard Wood.
Don't say your own name, Richard. Don't mention your last name.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Okay, I'm a Yale-trained obstetrician, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you aware that the autism epidemic is caused by the vanity of women?
Am I aware? Repeat that a little louder right into your phone.
Okay. Are you aware that the autism epidemic is caused by the vanity of women?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So the ultrasound causes burn injuries and inflammation to the brain cells of babies. The information's been out there for 50 years. Ultrasound became a big deal. You know, everybody wants to see gender reveals.
Yeah.
And they have gender reveal parties. So for the past 50 years, the more ultrasound we use, we used to have autism of 0.5% as a baseline. Now it's 4%. And there's a direct correlation between ultrasound and Doppler use and the rise of the epidemic of autism. When women are made aware of that, they laugh at it. They say, oh, ha, ha, you're such a quack. And what's wrong with you? And they want their gender reveal parties. They want their photos to show to their friends. All they have to do is wait 10 months and have the birthday party and say, okay, it's a boy, it's a girl. But instead, they're purposefully allowing ultrasound to target their baby over and over. They can go to shopping malls and get as many as they want. They can buy Dopplers on Amazon and keep listening to their baby and bombarding them with sound waves.
And how did you know? How do you know that's true, what you're saying? That is causing that. How do you know it's true?
So when I trained at Yale, I worked with the doctor who brought ultrasound to America. And so the basic way that sound waves are, when you shoot a sound wave at the tissues, that energy can't just disappear. So it's converted into heat. And the other thing it does is it also makes some of the cells disintegrate. So when you have a tiny baby that's developing and you keep bombarding it with the ultrasound waves, you're heating the cells. And when you heat them, it damages their brain. So the NIH did studies, multiple studies around the world, in fact.
Do all women do that? They have ultrasound, all pregnant females?
Most women in America, yes. I've met a few.
Really? What correlation of age of the mother in pregnancy, how does that affect autism if the woman like kind of old?
Yeah, so the older they are, the more they can afford ultrasound, so they can go and get as many as they want.
But how about if they didn't have an ultrasound, but they have passed a certain age? Could that cause autism?
No, there's not an age.
Come back to your phone.
There's a correlation between Down syndrome and age, maternal age, but not autism and maternal age.
How about if they drink a drug, would that cause autism?
Generally, drinking and drugs will cause other issues, facial deformities, heart deformities, not autism.
I'm not a doctor, but I believe that the primary cause of quote-unquote autism is the nature of the woman, in that she's angry. And y'all know that anger is evil, and that anger can even affect the baby in the body while the baby's still in the womb, because the spirit of anger is evil. And I'm not saying what you're saying about the ultrasound thing. That may be part of it as well. But I think the primary cause is anger.
Well, I would say what you're saying then would actually correlate with the same thing, because if they're angry, and if they know, if I tell them, look, this ultrasound will cause cellular damage and the information's out there, and then they choose to do it anyway, I mean, that's an act of aggression towards the unborn baby.
So hate has a little study right here that we have to run. What are you saying?
I asked Grok, the AI. Grok says autism spectrum disorder, ASD, is correlated with the mother's age at pregnancy, particularly with advanced maternal age, typically defined at 35 years and older, with stronger effects often seen at 40 plus.
Yes, the woman over 40 has probably twice the number of ultrasounds as a woman at 20. Because they say, oh, you're at risk. But the fact is, no matter how many ultrasounds she gets, it does not change or improve the outcome for the mom or the baby, regardless of the age. So they just keep getting the ultrasound saying, okay, well, I'm at risk, and I'm going to keep
and
getting
Grok-
ultrasounds.
But Grok says that majority of well-designed studies found no association with prenatal ultrasound.
So then you want to ask Grok, say, okay, does ultrasound cause inflammation in the cells that it targets? Because ultrasound, my friend who brought it to the country, it used to be used to kill brain cells. So you could kill tumors in the brain without cutting open the skull.
Let me do this. I got to run, Doc. I appreciate that information, but because of time, I got to run. But thank you very, very much. Grok don't know nothing. Grok was just born recently, right? AI?
Yes, indeed.
I mean, AI don't know anything.
A lot of us seem like we were just born yesterday, too.
AI just said what somebody put in there to say.
That's right.
I rest my case. Thank you, Doc. I totally appreciate it. Let me go to Noah out of Detroit, Michigan. Noah, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How's your day going?
All is well, Noah.
Good, good. Today's my birthday, and I'm turning 26 today.
That's amazing. Happy birthday,
man. Oh, thank you very much. But anyway, I just wanted to get into the subject about, did you hear about that shooting that happened in Canada that killed 10 people?
Yeah, we reported on that yesterday.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on that real quick. So I think the shooting actually proved two things. Well, one, you know the person
apparently,
that committed the shooting.
There is some transgender person, according to the report, a transgender person who was a man that was trying to be a woman. I think, right, Jerry?
Yeah, you know they pretend.
And the reporter is reported that this guy killed his mother and
Jesus
and brother or stepbrother, and then according to the report went to a school there in Canada and killed a teacher and some other students.
Oh God. Yeah, that's the devil, man. But
this is hell on earth.
Is this hell on earth? You're right. But anyway, I just wanted to say this proves actually two things, okay, this mass shooting. One, it proves that the gun laws in Canada do not work, okay? Because if they worked, it would have protected them, right?
Gun laws don't work anywhere. You're right.
You're right. We should have a permit. I mean, in the United States,
we have the Second Amendment.
Yes.
Take the hands off the Second Amendment.
Yeah, no more gun permits.
Yeah.
But anyway, and the second thing it proves is that transgender activists have no problem using violence to get their way. I mean, how many instances have we had where transgenders have gone on mass shooting sprees because of their gender or whatever. Or, like, for example, you remember that Tyler guy that shot Charlie Kirk, right? That weirdo did it because he had a transgender, a boyfriend that was pretending to be a girl, you know?
I wonder, is it due to the fact that they're already depressed, angry, and the medication that they take to try to think that somehow or another they're going to switch gender? I wonder if it's the medication and the fact that they're already angry and depressed, and does that have a lot to do with totally losing your mind and going out and commit those type of crimes?
Me personally, in this case, I think it's a mental illness. Okay, these people need different medications. Okay,
but medication is not going to help.
Oh, really?
Not going to help mental illness. You got to overcome the emotions in order to overcome mental illness.
Yeah, I tried telling somebody that. They're like, "Oh, okay. So what's your response to trans people?" I'm like, "Well, why don't you help somebody overcome it? If they think that they're a different gender, why not help them overcome it?"
That's a good point.
You know, that's the Christian thing to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jesse, I'm going to get going. I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Happy birthday, buddy, and many, many more.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
All right, you too now. 888-7753-773. Kurt said it's the mama. Transgender people hate their mama. Traumatized by mama. What the? Ryan out of Illinois. Ryan, you are on the air.
Oh, man. What's going on, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson?
All is well. Are you on a speaker, Ryan?
No, it's just that I'm at work, and it's a little echo going on.
Oh,
there.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, how you been, sir? It's been about, what, 2-3 years since I talked to you.
All is well, Ryan.
All is well.
How about you?
I've been doing all right. I can't complain. You know, every day we wake up above ground is a blessing, right?
Amazing.
Hey, happy Black History Month, sir.
Thank you. Amazing.
Can I ask you one question? Who's your favorite Black American?
This guy, Jesse Peterson.
You funny. No, he cool. He a little bit different. You know what I mean? But I guess,
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
And then another one I respect is Booker T. Washington. The founder of Tuskegee Institute.
No, he was definitely a good man as well.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to bring you back to my days. Okay. Do you know who Tupac Shakur is?
No.
You don't know who Tupac is?
Uh-uh.
The famous rapper that died in 1996?
Oh.
Got gunned down and murdered?
Oh, yeah. The rapper guy.
In Las Vegas Boulevard? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wrote about him.
Now, you know, he was a great Black man as well. Young, died very young for his age. Early, you know, they say the good die young, right?
And what was great about him?
What was great about him
was
his outlook on life. I believe that he came from the struggle, and he was trying to make sure that a lot of Black people didn't have to go through the same struggle by talking about the struggles that we went through in our environment.
What struggle?
About how the struggle of Black people living in an environment where we're being taken advantage of.
What struggle is that?
Yeah, I know you don't say that.
What struggle? Oh, you mean that he overcame his mother?
No, we all overcome our mothers at some point.
Oh, you said Tupac struggled and he overcame his mother?
I think it's more than just overcoming his mother. I think he
overcame. What was the struggle he overcame? Because time here, what was the struggle he overcame?
Adversity, violence, being a Black man in a world that didn't want to give you opportunities.
He lived in the hood.
Strive. I didn't say he lived in a hood. We all lived in a hood at one point of our lives, but when he became...
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it, buddy. Back in a moment. So, Here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. The Hank Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Fallen State at 11 a.m. The American Anchor Baby at 12, right after the Fallen State, and Fellowship on Sunday. Today, it's the last day of the today is the last day for the special for shout-outs. You get a special during Valentine's shout-outs. Happy Valentine's, encouragement, happy birthday, whatever. Today is the last day for the special on the shout out. So get your shout out in. Go to Cameo. I do them for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for your shout out. Shout out. And also, like these videos. Like these videos. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND. Support what we're doing. Help us to help others. Those who are doing it, thank you. Help us to do what we're doing right here. And especially again, it help. I don't have to remind you. Help us to help others. Thank you all. You can mail it in if you like, your donations in. It's 501c3, all right? So you get a little bit back when you file your taxes. You can make a check of money on out to Bond, B-O-N-D. Send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND, or go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or scan QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code to support Bond. Thank you all in advance. Let me go to James, a first-time caller out of Sweet Home, Alabama. James, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, James.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to talk about the question, the make it question.
Do you feel like you're not going to make it?
I definitely don't. You can get on me all you want. I'm definitely what you call a beta. I'll be honest. And I can't let a lot of things go. I don't know.
So you don't feel like you're going to make it?
I don't.
And why can't you let things go?
I'm not really sure. I guess one thing I would want to ask you is the forgiving your mother. Does it matter if you forgave her in your heart, or do you have to go to her? Does she have to know you forgave her?
You need to go to her and forgive her, and then God will forgive you as you are forgiving her.
Okay. And, I mean, as far as the father goes, I mean, I can't really get in touch with my father.
Why not?
He got remarried and they pretty much disappeared. I try to contact them through Facebook Messenger. They don't respond. And that's, you know, pretty much the only contact I have. I guess I could pay to look up a number or something like that. I know there's like sites that do.
No, you don't have to do all that to try to find him. If you made the attempt and it's not working, just realize he cannot help himself. And do you resent your father?
I do. I realized for a long time I resented my father, but then I just recently realized that I resented my mother because I didn't even realize it for a long time.
What did your father do that caused you to resent him? What did he do to you?
He cheated on my mom and left us pretty much.
But what did he do to you?
Chose the new wife over me in a way because I didn't get along with her. And because of that, he, like I said, he kind of disappeared and quit talking to me.
So you treated him the way your mother was treating him?
That makes sense, yes.
No, that was a question.
I mean, yes.
And why would you treat him the way your mother was treating him?
Going back to the beta thing, I'll be honest, I'm a mama's boy.
Do you
and
realize?
I'm realizing now.
Go ahead.
How unhealthy that really is.
Yeah. Do you realize that your mother's pure evil and that she turned you against your father and recreated you in her image by pretending to be a victim?
Yes, it's super hard to realize that, but I am realizing that.
And why is it hard to realize that?
Just because the way you look at your mom, you know, when you, I don't know, like, I had this image of a, you know, almost a perfect person, and that's the one, she was kind of always the one there for me, and never, you know, I don't know, just, it was, we were really close, and I just looked at her, you know, as kind of am I everything, and that realizing that she wasn't that is tough.
But that's why she ran your father off, so that she could become your God.
Right.
And so, when will you go and forgive her?
I guess I need to start doing that now. It's something I need to bring up with her because I've always told her, like, I don't resent you. You know, I've always made it clear, even though I guess I was lying. I mean, I know now I was lying, but
yeah.
I did not hurt her feelings. I've been not letting her know ever that I resented her.
And that's why you're suffering. You have lied to the devil that you don't resent the devil, and you do.
Right.
So you got to face her, James, shaking in your boots and be honest with her. I have resented you. I do resent you because you turned me away from your father. My father, you recreated me in your image. You pretended that you were a victim. And I understand why you wanted your father, you, James. All boys and girls want their father. They yearn for their father. But the wicked mothers turn the children away from the father, and in return, turning them away from God.
Right.
And kids don't want their father to be with another person, and they don't want their mother to be with another person, a man either, and they want their father to be with a wife, so you yearn for your father. But forgive your father. He cannot help himself. But you got to face your mother.
Right.
How old are you now?
43, actually. Late in life realizing all this.
Yeah. But better late than never. You wouldn't want to die with this anger on your heart at all.
No, I don't. That's one of my biggest problems is I realize the anger comes to the surface quite often now, and it bothers me. I don't want to be angry, you know, and violent, you know, not towards people much, but just these just my vibe, you know. I'm giving it off around the house, and my family feels it. I don't like it, you know.
Yeah, anger is violent.
Right.
Any form of anger, period, is violent because it's evil.
Right.
So you married with children?
I am not. I mean, I'm divorced from. I have 5 biological children, and I have one with the woman that I'm with now. But he's not mine. He's just I stepped in as that role. If that makes sense.
Why would you marry a woman that already has a child?
We're not married yet.
So why are you even involved with her? Just as you didn't want your father being involved with some other woman, her child don't want you in their life, in his life.
Yes, I'm realizing that too. And to be fair, I guess I stepped into this because before I realized who you were and what you teach, to be honest, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm realizing this all now in the last year or so.
So why don't you step out?
We've been together for about 6. That's a big step. But
why is that a big step? It's just one step.
Right. Just don't want to hurt people. You know what I mean? I guess that's my problem.
You can't hurt anyone.
Well, just by leaving this person, that would pretty much devastate her, I would think.
You wouldn't be hurting her. That was already in her. It had nothing to do with you. And if she pretend you're hurting her, she's just doing that to control you.
You're right.
And she know you're weak, so she's taking advantage of your weakness already.
Yeah, I've come to realize that, too.
So why don't you step out?
I can do that.
But why?
I can do that.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm saying I can do that. I guess that's first step would be to go to my mom, and I would say, right, that's the priority, and then, or just do this all in one fell swoop.
Well, do what's in front of you, but you definitely need to forgive your mother ASAP.
Right. Okay.
And then, do you live with her, this woman, or does she live with you?
I live with her, unfortunately. My credit sucks, so I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't buy a house, and it's in her name and everything. So.
What?
The house is in her name. I mean, technically, we moved in together, but the house is in her name.
But
you know what I mean.
So, but is your house? You paying for it?
Yeah. Yes.
And because you have, are you white?
Yes, sir.
What you doing with bad credit? You white?
I'm an anomaly, I guess. No, I have a really shady past. I was on drugs for quite a few years and just never responsible. Probably all boiling back down to what we were just talking about.
Are you, is she black?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. But that's different if you own it. Can you get her to leave?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know for sure. I guess I could.
Because
make it as comfortable
house,
as possible. Right. Legally not. You know what I mean? Legally not. It isn't. So I don't know how that would work. You know what I mean?
Well, don't worry about that. Let's do one thing at a time. And then you will see how to do take the next step and the next step. So don't be in a rush. If you're not clear what to do, do nothing until you see what to do.
Okay.
But the first thing you got to do, you do see that you resent your mother. You got to face her and, mother, I have been resenting you all my life. And don't plan exactly what you're going to say, but just a little guideline. I've been resenting you all my life. You turned me away from my father. You pretend to be a victim. And I resent you. And I was calling that resentment love, but that's not love. That's hate. And I was afraid to hurt your feeling.
Yes, you're exactly right.
And don't have any expectation from her. If she cry, just know she's lying and let her cry. If she get mad and blame your daddy, let her say what she want to say. And don't you try to defend anything. You forgive her and then you live your life.
Okay.
But don't ask her to forgive you. You're admitting that you're wrong for resenting her. And God will make you free.
Okay. Awesome. Amazing.
Amazing. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I guess like I just kind of grasped what that really is. I mean, it kind of says it right in the name. I just didn't realize that there was actually, I mean, I don't want to insult you or offend you, but like, it's kind of like the same thing as meditation, right? Just being still and just existing in the moment.
Well, this is observation. You want to observe those thoughts, be aware of them. And it's the light of God that is allowing you to see the darkness of the imagination, and the light will destroy the darkness. You don't have to do anything, but be aware of it.
Okay. I mean, I have not been, no. I don't have a lot of opportunities to be alone.
And why not?
Just constant either animals barking around the house or people, kids playing video games or the woman making noise, I'm at work. You know what I mean? I'm never really alone in a quiet place ever.
And so when you wake up in the morning, she's right there too?
Yes, sir.
She doesn't leave the room at any point?
I mean, throughout the night to use the bathroom. And then, yeah, she gets up and goes to work in the morning. But then, you know, after that, I got to get up, put the dogs out. And I guess that's a good point. Like, before they actually get up and wake the dogs up, I could do it then.
Yeah. And you could do it. You could get up and go to the bathroom and do it.
Right. Okay. And yeah, in the middle of the night, it's generally quiet.
And you can do it the first thing in the morning and just let the noise happen outside the bathroom, but you sit there quietly and become aware and be aware of the noise, and you won't be moved by the noise if you're aware of the noise.
I'm assuming also like it takes some doing it over and over to kind of get that ability to keep that noise out there and not, you know what I mean?
Never assume, but just do it. And if you all the dogs bark, how many dogs you have?
I have four.
Four dogs?
Yes, sir.
And they live in your house?
Yes.
You have four dogs living in the house?
Yes, Jesse.
Never have me over for dinner, buddy.
We go out and meet somewhere, I guess.
But,
yeah, it's a lot.
Why are you allowing that to happen?
I have a real big soft spot for dogs. I don't know. I love them. I feel bad like the strays. Yes. I know you're going to get on me now. I do. I don't know. I feel like I feel like they're innocent. They've really done nothing wrong. You know what I mean? Like, and people treat them bad, and they're out there like strays. I see them all the time, you know, struggling to find something to eat. I don't know. My heart goes out to them.
But how can you love dogs but hate your mama?
I don't know. None of this really makes sense. I'm trying to kind of sort it all out. That's why I'm here.
But you don't love dogs. Because you have that anger, you have an animal, you're operating from an animal nature. And that animal nature is exactly what human beings feel. That fake love, which is hate. And you feel that thing you feel for dogs, animals, is not love, it's hate. It's like human beings do not love one another. And they call that fake feeling that they get love, but that's hate. And so you don't love animals and you don't love humans. But once you forgive, you're going to see that you never had love. And then real love from above would make a home in you. And the real love would love others as it loved you.
Okay. I mean, going forward with that logic, do you don't support any relationships? I mean, obviously marriage is where it's at, I guess. Socially, but I guess like where it's okay to be, you know what I mean? Like, I know people that are not married and that are having sex. I know that's obviously a bad thing, but
Repeat that.
I guess what I'm saying is I know that it's looked down upon to be in a relationship, not married and, you know, in God's eyes and having sex.
Right.
So I guess what I'm asking you is that do you support, like once you're fully married in God's eyes, do you support any kind of relationship, or are you just
If you get married, it should be only for children, Not because you're looking for love or anything like that, because you're not going to find love in a marriage. All marriages are put together by evil, and that's why they don't work, because two devils get married. The marriage, if you get married with real love, meaning that you don't need her to love you and she doesn't need you to love her, it's the, you already have the love, that's the marriage that will last until death do you part, because it will be given to you by God. And you wouldn't want anything from the wife, and she would not want anything from you. And if she decides to leave, you'll just be like, oh, okay, bye. Or you left, she'd be like, okay, bye. But this fake love, which is based on false love, and a lie that is from God, doesn't work, because it's all ego. It's of the devil.
Right. That is also a big struggle of mine, is ego. I listen to you all the time, and I'm starting to realize a lot of this. I mean, I wanted to reach out and actually talk to you about it.
Yeah.
But, I realize ego is a big problem.
It's the nature of the devil. That's why we all must be born again of the spirit of the Father, and don't be of the flesh anymore. Anyone who identifies with the flesh is evil and lost.
Right.
And divided.
Right.
Amazing, huh?
Amazing.
So for
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother either by FaceTime or if you can visit with her, and have no expectation, and stay with the silent prayer. Practice being present. Be aware of what you're doing and where you are at all times, and your life will completely change, and it'll be amazing.
All right, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, I will.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Andrew. Andrew, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Andrew.
Awesome, awesome. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Lovely, lovely. How's your new year been so far?
Amazing.
That's great to hear, man. I love hearing that. I had a quick question.
Okay.
Sort of similar to the last, not the last caller, but the one a few calls back. He called about getting fired because he was talking about Jesus.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. It reminded me when I was 22, I got fired, and I thought at the time that the manager was just like a bad guy, and he had it out for me and so on. And I'm about 31 right now, and looking back, I realized it was just mostly because I was lazy. Like, if I was being honest, right?
Yeah.
I didn't show up on time, and I didn't have a good attitude. And that was the question that I wanted to ask you is what is a good attitude while you're working? Is
that the same thing as thinking positive? To appreciate that you went to somebody's company and you asked for a job, and you made a promise that you'd do this amount of work for this amount of dollars, you'd be grateful you got that job to put food on your table, a roof over your head, and you'll be fine. And keep
that
your word and do what you promised to do for the pay you get.
Right, right, right. Regardless of how
I
feel
about it. Hold on. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the faint news. One more hour to go.
I've been depressed since I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday the 13th of February, AD 2026. Express Yourself Day. Get it off your chest Friday. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. We do see them on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Cash App, Bond JLP, and of course, YouTube, Rumble. Sometimes DLive and elsewhere. Nice. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report. And then before American Anchor, baby, The Fallen State. Right after The Hake Report. Okay? So, nice. Thanks. And then, of course, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Very fun. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting about that Nancy Guthrie search and the hunt for a suspect and that suspect or whatever. People living near Nancy Guthrie's home, and I believe it's in southeastern Arizona, Tucson, Arizona. Is that southeastern Arizona? I used to go there for like natural history, so-called trips, and we would look for snakes and stuff and stomp on bullfrogs. I didn't know bullfrog stomping, but those are exotic and they take over. But yeah, and the later years we went, one time there's like places you're not even supposed to go because the illegals have taken over the area in America. What a mess. But who knows what's really going on with Nancy Guthrie's thing. People live in them. There have in her area have been asked to submit any footage from doorbell cameras of cars and people from about a month before the 84-year-old woman went missing. The mother of Savannah Guthrie, a Today host, whatever that is. And Epstein, so-called fallout drama. Kathy Ruemmler, Ruemmler, pardon me if I'm butchering her name, chief legal officer woman at Goldman Sachs, said late Thursday she's resigning amid so-called fallout from the so-called Justice Department's release of millions of pages of Jeffrey Epstein-related documents. Her announcement comes in the middle of recent scrutiny about her relationship with the supposedly disgraced financier, which she maintains was professional. Okay. Separately, powerhouse talent agent Casey Wasserman facing a revolt after appearing in the Epstein files for both riding on the late convicted so-called sex offender's plane, as if that's a bad thing, and exchanging suggestive messages with Epstein's former girlfriend and convicted accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. Some people pronounce it Ghislaine Maxwell. Not accused of any wrongdoing, but there have been calls from clients and colleagues for him to step aside. Dumb, huh? Ridiculous. Anyway, climate. The Trump administration delivered a major blow, making America great again, to longstanding so-called U.S. climate policy, also known as communism, on Thursday, finalizing rules that revoke the EPA's ability, environmental so-called protection agency's ability, to regulate climate pollution. First issued in 2009 under Obama, that I will have you know, the endangerment finding determined that six so-called greenhouse gases could be categorized as dangerous to human health under the Clean Air Act. It has underpinned the EPA's authority to limit so-called planet-warming pollution from the oil and gas industry, power plants, and vehicles since the Obama administration, one of the worst in history, if not the worst in history, and is considered the federal government's most powerful tool to tackle climate pollution and the country's contribution to the global crisis, says Commie Nonsense. President Trump, while repealing the policy, called it disastrous and a giant scam. And he tells the truth, a man of truth, righteous Trump, our greatest president. And NASA's SpaceX Crew 12 launching to the ISS, the International Space Station, SpaceX and NASA. NASA does not mean lies. SpaceX, owned by Elon Musk, by the way, launched four astronauts to the International Space Station to bring it back to full staff after operating with a three-person crew. Congratulations, y'all. I'm James Hake, JLP. Hour three. Nice.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, amazing. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast the show, but you still can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday, and get it off your chest day. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Bye, bitch.
Oh, they taco. Go to the next call.
Worst thing that's ever happened.
The White House has taken down a Truth Social video depicting former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama as monkey.
Unacceptable.
Praying it was fake because it's the most racist thing I've seen out of this White House.
Get out my face.
Ma'am, why are you in a $2.5 million property?
This is hard. It shouldn't have happened. She had a whole life ahead of her.
Tiffany Mabry is heartbroken over the shooting death of her niece.
And she was only 15 years old.
Cut. I don't know if I can answer that. Allegedly. Can I cut?
We're rolling. We're rolling, my friend. Yeah.
You're like, whatever. A spiritual battle really has nothing to do with color, male or female. Human beings are evil. And until you admit it and forgive, you're never going to be free. You're never going to be free. My question that I threw out this morning, do you feel like you're not going to make it? Whether you're working on yourself or not, any kind of way, do you feel like you're just going to, you're running out of time, you're not going to make it? Let me go back to Andrew really fast here. I had to put Andrew on hold because of the break there from Canada. Andrew, did you have another question or comment?
Yes, sir. We're talking about attitude. I wanted to ask you for some specific business advice, if that's okay.
Okay.
So I got laid off about a few years back, and I was actively, you know, looking for a job. And I managed to find an opportunity where I had to self-manage. So work would be available when it's available. And this was like a new thing for me because, you know, I'm just used to having a boss, you know, tell you to show up to work and that kind of stuff. And it was really difficult, but I managed to teach myself how to show up on time, how to manage myself and sort of, you know, just do what I need to do. And it's not paying enough for me to pay all my bills. And I do have some skills for things that I could do to benefit businesses, but I'm not sure where to start. Like, how do I start reaching out to some of these businesses? Do I just walk in myself, or do I need to save up some money and hire somebody? And I guess my question is this something that I should approach, or is
I recommend you get a job that you can make enough money to pay your bills, and then if you have a business idea, then you start knocking on doors or starting that business. But for now, you need to take care right now, and that means you need a job that you can make money. I mean, you can pay your bill.
Oh, I do, sir. I do have.
Oh, I've been blessed. Like, didn't I make enough money.
It was on and off for a while, but essentially, I needed to qualify for certain projects that are only available to specific groups of people.
So let me ask this: are you making enough money right now to pay your bills?
I'm making enough to pay rent, food, and that's about it. It's nothing spectacular, but it gets me through.
Are you making enough money to pay your bills?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So then just go out and knock on doors. If you want to start a business on the side and let it grow, just go out and start knocking on doors and see what happens.
What sort of plan should I have when I go into these places?
You should have a plan to present your business idea or how your company can help them or benefit them.
Okay. Yeah. Is that something? Right. Because I actually read the book that you wrote and how you reached out to, I think it was a carpet cleaner or janitorial services?
Yeah.
You did something like that, right?
Yeah. Did you read the 7 guaranteed steps?
Yes, sir.
Well, then just keep it simple. Do what's in front of you and don't think about tomorrow. Or don't think about, well, what if this happened or that happened? Don't do that. Have a wait and see.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I do appreciate that. Did you, by any chance, did you have anything like a website or flyers when you went into these places?
No. I have flyers. I don't even know if the website existed then.
Mm-hmm. Just flyers that you would.
Yeah, I have
hand
flyers
to them, I guess,
about my company, so. Right. And I will put the flyers on cars, promoted my business, and, you know, I would go to, like, a supermarket where there are automobiles, and I put flyers there. Or if I wanted to try to get a contract with a company, I would go and give them a flyer, meet with them and give them a flyer, explain what I do, give them a flyer, and see what happens. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Right. And I remember that part from your book. You mentioned that you didn't have any experience in this.
I had no idea
write,
what I was
like,
doing.
Zero idea. And it's amazing that, honestly, it really is amazing that it worked out. I will have a wait and see attitude and see how things go. And I do appreciate, you know, everything you've been doing. It sort of to answer your earlier question, I do feel like I'm going to make it, because no matter how hard things have been throughout this journey, it's just been one revelation after the next. And regardless of what happens, like, I would think that I'm not suited for this job, and then things will just work out. I think I can't get out of anger, and then things will work out. And it's been amazing. I just want to thank you again, honestly, for everything you do, sir.
You're welcome. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. You have a nice day.
You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Did you hear about, according to KMBC, this female was seen trying to set a fire to a South Kansas City warehouse on Thursday? Watch this from KCTV 5 and X. I'm sorry.
At breaking news, Kansas City police are looking for a woman they say tried to burn down this South Kansas City warehouse. It's the same property federal officials toured for use as an ICE detention facility. Police say the fire happened just before 6 tonight. Officers say witnesses told them they saw a woman approach the building and spray something before setting it on fire. The fire was extinguished before it spread. No one was hurt. If you know anything, call 911.
See that evil? That's evil. And that same spirit is in every human being. You may not burn down a building, but you judge in your mind yourself and others. You hate in your mind yourself and others. You might not even shoot your daughter for disagreeing with you, but you still hate. It's the same spirit. You still have fear. Fox 4 is reporting that a British woman was allegedly shot by her father in Prosperous last fall over an argument about President Donald Trump. Watch this from Fox 4.
In January 2025, 23-year-old Lucy Harrison came to visit her dad in Prosper. The UK native never returned home. She was shot in the chest inside her father's home and died at the hospital.
Okay.
Body camera footage shows what her father, Chris Harrison, told Prosper police that day.
Getting ready to go to the airport, and we were talking about guns, and she said, "You got a gun?" I said, "Yes." I got it out, and it just went off as she stood there. Like, as I pulled it out, it went off.
The Prosper Police Department told Fox 4 after it completed its investigation, it sent it to the Collin County District Attorney's Office for further review. A grand jury issued a no bill on the case. No arrests were made, and no charges were filed. But overseas, a coroner's office was also conducting an inquest since she was a citizen of the UK. The report released Wednesday raised concerns about his alcohol use that day and said he took no steps to even familiarize himself with the weapon to enable him to check it was safe. The coroner concluded her death was a tragic accident, but also unlawful.
Texan laws on guns are so different to England.
Lucy Harrison's mother addressed the press after the coroner's inquest was released.
It results in too many deaths in the USA. Lucy deserved better.
So the beta people over there want us not to have guns because they don't have any. What the? Isn't that amazing? They need to be trained in weapons in the UK? What the? Monkey see, monkey do. So I don't know if it was an accident, but I do know the report said that apparently they was disagreeing about the Great White Hope. Let me see what the Great White Hope has to say about that.
And yes, together we will make America great again.
Perfect. There, UK. We'll make it great again with the Second Amendment and everything. Amazing. And last but not least, and then I get back to your calls, what do you think about this killing? The devil's busy, huh? And the same devil, spirit, evil that caused people to do these outer things is happening to you inside. every human being on the planet until they overcome it. Fox 4 is reporting, a mother is mourning the loss of her son after a friend allegedly shot him in the head after an argument over sharing French fries.
An 18-year-old accused of killing a friend after a disagreement over food is now in custody 2 weeks after the shooting.
Fox 4's Peyton Yeager spoke to the victim's mom today.
It's so senseless.
Senseless. That's how Sharika Kennedy describes the murder of her son.
Why? Now, that's the question. Why? No, my baby was probably genuinely his friend. My baby wasn't expecting him to shoot him. Everybody in the house was like, they thought he was joking about the fries.
19-year-old Jarvis Davis shot and killed inside this West Fort Worth apartment near Camp Bowie in 820 back on January 28th. Witnesses told police a group just got back from grabbing food at Wingstop when there was an argument. Investigators say Davis didn't share his fries with the suspect, later identified as 18-year-old LaMarcus Darden.
My son's girlfriend was laying on his lap at the time of it. And she said she just heard a glass break, a gunshot and a glass break.
Fort Worth police say Darden pulled out a handgun, shot Davis in the head, and took off from the complex. He was tracked down nearly 2 weeks later. Kennedy, a mother of eight, now with a missing piece in her family and frustrated, considering she says her son and Darden were friends.
How it happens, just, I'm never going to be okay with it. I'm never going to be okay with that.
What the? I wonder if taking somebody fries the same feeling you get when somebody eats your sweet potato pie and you didn't tell them to. I wonder if that's the same thing. You're not supposed to eat someone's sweet potato pie. Amazing, huh? The devil is busy, and it's going to get worse because only a few will overcome evil. Most people can't even admit or won't admit, they could if they wanted to, that they are evil so they can overcome evil. Forgive your mama. Every human being has the spirit of the mother. And it's not her nature, but the nature of evil that made a home in her. It's not really her, so she can overcome too. But until you forgive, you might want to hang it up. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Mary out of Spain. Mary, heard around the world, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey,
hi.
Mary.
How are you?
All is well. Thanks for asking.
I'm glad. I have a question.
Okay.
I was thinking about you today, right? Because I was thinking about doing something. And then my head said, yes, do it. I thought that was the devil, right? And then I immediately thought the opposite. So which one is the devil and which one comes from God?
Both are the devil. That's why if you had just caught the first thought and then go with the second thought, you would be free from the thought. But you didn't catch the first one, and you drifted off into a second one, and a third one, a fourth one. You got to catch the first thought. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. God is not into thinking. He's into knowing.
So next time that I do something, I should just do it without thinking.
Yes.
That comes from God, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Amazing. Stay with it, Mary.
Thank you. Stay with it.
Don't ever give up.
Okay. And I wanted also to tell you that once you start thinking this way, nothing can influence you, right?
100%.
Because I felt nothing for something that happened in my life. And I think it's because I started, like, just going with the flow, you know? Just, okay, let's see.
Absolutely. Slow down and just live. Absolutely. Her connection's bad. Oh, Mary. Mary? Oh, her neck connection bad. Call me again, Mary, but you're absolutely right. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Let me go to Cody out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Cody, you are on the air.
Hello, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Cody.
I had two questions, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So my first question is about, like, illegal immigrants. Why do you think that they shouldn't be able to come to America when God made land for everybody? He just didn't make it for, you know, us.
Because God doesn't give you the right to force your way into anyone else's life, into their home, and the illegals are doing that.
Okay, how is this not their home too?
Because they were born in Mexico or Africa or wherever they come from. They weren't born here, so wherever they were born is their home.
Okay, gotcha. I got another question.
Okay,
this is my second question. I've been listening to your show. And you said something real interesting. You said, like, to stop thinking, and all thoughts are evil. And I never, ever heard that in my entire life from any teacher, from any parent, from any grown-up. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, man, I never heard that. So how do you stop thinking? How do you do that?
By becoming aware of those thoughts and don't call them yours, don't call them you. Don't communicate with them. Don't argue with them. Don't deny that it's there, but do nothing about it. And just stay present. Stay in, right? Always know where you are and what you're doing at all moment, all times, and you're not into thoughts. And they will be taken away from you by the spirit of truth, which is God.
Okay. So don't think and don't even think about nothing.
Right. And when the thoughts come to tempt you to think, just be aware that they're trying to make you think. Be aware that they're talking to you in your voice. They're reminding you of the past or the future, what's going to happen or not happen. But do nothing about it, but be aware and go about your life. Go to work, go home, and be aware that they are tempting you, but you resist temptation by not calling it you. You're not your thoughts. You're not the emotions. You're not your body. You're not your future, and you're not your past.
Wow. So what do you mean by you're not your body?
You're not your body. Are you your body?
Yeah, I would say I'm my body. I am me.
But how are you your body?
Because this is me. I am my body.
How?
I think because of I don't know.
You don't know, you say?
Yeah, I've never been asked that question.
Yeah, so why you think you're your body? You're not your body.
I just feel as though I'm my body because I am me. I am like my, just I am me.
Who are you?
A person who God made.
What?
a person who God made.
What does that mean?
God's creation of a human being.
What does that mean? So God created a human being, but who are you?
Uncle, a son.
That's what you have, a son, and you have a nephew, but who are you?
I believe I'm a God entity, a God creation, I would say that.
That's who created you, but who are you?
Who am I? I'm lost. I'm lost with that one.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah, but I would really like to thank you for that, like telling somebody to stop thinking, because I actually tried it yesterday and I felt so free because I lived. Yeah, it was like crazy to me. I thought I was at the point of no return because I lived in my brain. And when you said to stop thinking, I never thought of like, wow. So it was crazy.
And you didn't think, and you were free, huh?
I was free, man. I felt so great.
If you could have a whole life like that every day of your life, but you got to stop thinking.
Yes. And I'd be thinking like my thoughts is going to help me craft my future and stuff like that. It's just, man, I appreciate that though, man. You're doing God's work.
You stay with it. Do the silent prayer. Practice staying present. And you ever seen anything, Cody? You will have a clear mind, and everything from this point forward that you do will be clear and it'll be perfect.
Yes. And how do you do the silent prayer? How do you do that?
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer, and it will show you how to do it.
Okay.
And all you ever want to do is become aware of the thoughts, but stay present. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. They're both illusions anyway. Just stay present, and all is well.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. Amazing.
Amazing.
Take care. Have a good one.
You too. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller out of Texas. Diego out of Texas. And not San Diego, but Diego. Diego, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, sir.
I wanted to ask you, what does it mean? Okay, yeah. What does it mean to be a man? And what are the steps I need to take to become one?
The best way to become a man is never try to be a man, but stay present. Meaning don't live in your head, don't live in the past, don't live in the future. And the spirit of truth will develop you into wholeness. You become a whole person, and you'll be fine.
Thank you.
Instead of living in your head thinking about what it is to be a man, or working hard, thinking that working hard is going to make you a man, or getting married with children and thinking that's going to make you a man, taking care of mama, you think that's going to make you a man? None of those things will make you a man. Only the spirit of truth will make you whole instead of divided, living in your illusion of thoughts and imagination.
That's really interesting, because I was thinking about it like in a kind of like a external way, like everything you just listed. But in fact, it's actually just the spirit of truth, which is, I guess, God.
Yes. Hold on for a minute, Diego. Let me take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pews.net. Back in a moment. we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I wake up every day as flesh and bones, humbled alone, weak on my own. Lord, you love me.
Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. A quick rundown. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, right after the JLP show, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. An amazing discussion with Jim Renacci. And Jim is a politician, a businessman, Republican representative out of Ohio, two-term mayor there in Ohio. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You have American citizens out there trying to stop ICE from doing its job.
I think peaceful protest should be allowed no matter where you're at.
This is not peaceful protest. This is anarchy. Why do you need a pope?
I think the Catholic religion works for me. It works for my family. It gives us our basis, and that's the real key.
We men always call women strong. Would you ever obey a woman?
I obey my mom all the time.
Amazing. Right. What a mess. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, support the FatherState.tv by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jessieleepeterson.locals.com. And after that, the American Anchor, baby, right after the FatherState.tv. The American Anchor, baby. Ice baby is never going to get him. He's in hiding. The American Anchor baby is in hiding. ICE can fire him if they had to. The prisons will not turn him over. The American Anchor baby. And then after that, Sunday morning fellowship. And you're all invited. Everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. Amazing. Thank you for your support, Tufo. Let me go back to Diego, first-time caller out of San Diego. Want to know what it means to be a man. Diego.
Yes, sir.
One thing I can promise you, and without a doubt, there's not one male on earth, on the planet, that ever became a man by having a number of women, by having controlling women, by getting married, making babies, by going to work, or anything. That is not going to make you a man. You want to become whole. When you go to work, you're being responsible as far as taking care of your family if you have one, but that's not going to make you a man. It'll make you responsible. but it won't make you a man. You want to become whole, and you'll be fine.
Well, thank you so much, sir. You say things that I've never heard other people say, and that one, it just makes so much sense.
And the reason that it makes sense, because the same truth that told me, that's in me, is in you, and it makes sense because the spirit of truth is speaking to you, allowing you to know that that is true, because you want the truth. It's not going to do it for everyone, because most people don't want the truth, but for people who want the truth, it's inside, and the spirit will speak to you if you want it. And that's what's happening right now. That's why it makes sense.
Amazing.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
This is the first time I ever hear of it, but I definitely will look into it.
Yeah, go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer and follow the instructions there and be still. Everything happens in stillness. It doesn't happen in reaction or overreaction. When you're still, you allow life to happen through you without your effort.
Yeah, definitely. I look into it, and I'm taking this advice to heart, Jesse. Thank you.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Well, you take care, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Amazing. 888-775-3773.
Super chat. Jermaine says, on that new question, yes, I do feel sometimes like I'm not going to make it, is what Jermaine is saying, I believe.
Yeah, I asked earlier this morning in the beginning of the show, do you feel that you're not going to make it? Whether you're working on yourself or not, do you feel that you're not going to make it? And you don't have enough time, or time is running out, or you're getting old, or you're too young, or you just feel that you're not going to make it? I want to know that. Who is that, Jerome?
Jermaine says yes.
You feel like you're not going to make it.
When I'm lost into thoughts, says he, but realizing it's a lie to identify with, then I come back to the truth. So easy to go unconscious.
Amazing. Thank you, Jermaine. Stay with it.
Stop the cap on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I would like to contribute to Black History Month, if that's okay.
That's fine.
But I want to expand it to the world. My recognition is for Simon of Cyrene, who was minding his own. He had the courage, though, to help Jesus carry his cross to Calvary.
All the way up to Calvary. Thank you. Amazing.
Chris bought a coffee. Jesse, you have you seen all these liberal women lying about the Save America Act? They're saying it'll prevent women from voting because of their last name being changed. Everyone knows liberal women don't get married, or they're, any all caps, big fat lesbians.
Lesbia.
Laughing with tears coming out. My country is gone, and it's not coming back, says he.
That's why every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Whether it's your mama, your friend, female friend, your wife, when you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Amazing. Thank you.
Patient Riot, quote unquote, musical note emojis. Only God can judge me. Tupac, since it's Black History Month.
And God does not judge. Isn't that amazing? Think about this. You've been told all your life, you've been beat by God, and that God is judging you by beating you, or beating you by judging you. Surprise, God does not judge. And so you've been judging yourself, thinking that God was judging you. What a mess, huh? You've been lied to. We all lied to. Amazing. Thank you.
Kale S. Jesse, did you know that bond thumpers exist? What do you think about that?
I think that's amazing. Amazing.
Five coffees.
Thank you, by the way.
Eric, five coffees. Tupac was possessed by the spirit of his mother until the day he died. It was the spirit of his mother that killed him. And it's that same spirit killing Black America today.
Because that was the day that my daddy died. We're in Tupac now?
In heaven.
I rest my case.
Or wherever.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelier on Rumble. Answer to Jesse.
About, do you feel like you're not going to make it?
Pastor Chatelier says, no fear, no worries, no concern. I don't even think about all that. Logically, the wages of our sin, quote unquote, is death, but it's our pay. It's our pay for our condition, but Christ's gift is free, not of works.
Amen. The wages of sin is death. Hoorah. Thank you, Pastor. Amazing.
Ball City gifted the cookie. Amazing week, JLP and crew. See ya on Sunday, BB.
Right on.
And he just bought a one-month bronze tier subscription over on pilled.net.
I appreciate that. Thank you for helping us to help others. And fellowships is amazing, folks. It ain't nothing like being there. It's amazing when you watch it online, but it's amazing when you're in there at the meeting, at the fellowship. It's amazing. Thank you.
And
I'll see you on Sunday.
Also on Pilled, P-I-L-L-E-D, Tony Animal One gifted the ship. Very nice.
The ship. Back to Africa?
Maybe.
Amazing. Thank you, Tony.
Charles, Jesse, you can vote your way into socialism and communism, but there would have to be lives lost to get yourself out of it.
That sounds like a gang.
Terrible.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. gifted a dumbbell with weights on them.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Kid Combo One, Taking Care of Business Bear, Misty, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of y'all D-Live supporters.
Thank you over there on D-Live.
KLS has been a member on the on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel for 9 months.
Right on.
Shout out Bond crew. Jesse, tell us if there is anything better in life than ice cream, peanuts, and strawberry pop.
Other than sweet potato pie or candy yam. But other than that, there's nothing better than that. Amazing. And maybe a hot dog with peanut butter on it. On a little one piece of bread. Good. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Will I ever make it? Yes, Jesse, those thoughts come about will I ever make it.
Yeah.
But if I don't pay attention to it, the darkness goes away. Then the thoughts try to say I have made it, and that's a lie as well. The battle is over. There's nothing to do but live. My last coffee made sense in my head. Laughing with tears coming out.
The question is of today, do you feel like you're not going to make it? You're just not going to make it in life, whatever it is. Thank you, though, for responding. I appreciate it.
Calvin from Ohio, something you are finally right about, Jesse. The Father doesn't judge because he's given that power to Jesus. And please don't say he doesn't either, because then you are calling Jesus a liar. Capital L, liar.
Jesus does not judge. And you can bank on that. Jesus is the Son of the Father. Why would he judge if the Father doesn't judge? And it's not Jesus that was doing it anyway. It was the Father and the Son that was doing the work. What the? Thank you, though.
Very nice. Pastor Chatelier, 111 gold pills on pill.net. Oh, Lord, we got a ship time to send folks back to Africa. We got to turn the ship around, send the boys home, send them back to mommy Africa. Pardon my re. It's not the best re.
Why don't you turn the ships around? Amazing. Fathers of pleading, lovers are all alone. Mothers are praying, bring the sons back home. You ship them away to by plane, boats and planes, stuff like that, to a land, whatever. Bring the boys home. Amazing. Thank you.
Acadian out of Canada, looking forward to getting my shout out on cameo.com/JC Lee Peterson. Have a good weekend. God bless Bond. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. And the shout outs are amazing. There's a special right now. Today is the last day, I believe, for the shout out, Valentine's shout out. Go to cameo.com/JC Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/JC Lee Peterson. I will read something my producer just sent me. He said, one day he will judge.
No, he says, one day he will. Hashtag judgment day.
No, he's not going to judge it. That has already happened, buddy. Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there, hey.
We'll read the rest later, y'all. Thank you.
Thank y'all. Derek is waiting on judgment day. And judgment day has come and gone. And the captives have been set free. Amazing. Let me go to Tony, a first-time caller out of Rhode Island. Tony.
Amazing. Jesse. Oh, man, first-time caller. So great to talk to you, Jesse.
Right on.
Just wondering if you're ever thinking about coming doing a tour down here or just speaking down here. We got a lot of betas up here in New England, the part of the country.
And I absolutely will come again. Absolutely.
All right, post it on your site.
I will.
We follow you, so.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Right on. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ramir out of Las Vegas. Ramir, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Speak up a little bit.
Yes, sir. All right, so I woke up this morning, did my silent prayer. I do every day, and then I
woke up this morning with my mind. Said on Jesus. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Amazing voice. You said the words that I've been living by for the last 30 years, you're not going to make it. I've literally lived there. And I'm 42 years old, just to make it short. I'm 42 years old. I never built anything for myself my whole life. And now everyone around me died, and now my dad's the last living person that I have on this world that I know of. And I moved in, got a job working over, took over the house, took everything over. Nothing to be realistic. There's nothing the matter. I'm working. I'm going to Spain this summer. Like, I have a nice two-story house. Like, everything's fine, but I'm freaking miserable. I'm sorry for swearing. But I'm miserable, and it's because the mentality where you say you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
That's mindset. It comes from definitely living in the thoughts. But my problem is deeper than that. I have a serious drug, alcohol problem. And I've been fighting for years, battling this, trying to stop it. And I know you say I love my hell and my misery because I keep doing it. But I've been doing the silent prayer every morning, every night for the last, I don't know, like eight months since I started watching you. And I'm just getting worse. Like, it feels like my mind is just going crazy, right? So
yeah.
The silent prayer does help me to stay still. And listening to you, it kind of reintroduces the truth to me. So it helps out a lot. But I guess my question would be, how do I get out of this mindset of why, like, even though I'm doing the silent prayer, how do I get out of it? Like, how do I stop it? Because I know I don't want to do the drugs, but I do it. I don't know why I'm always get put back into there, and I hate it, you know?
And that's the problem, because you love what you hate. Don't hate and don't love, you'll be fine. And then secondly, stop thinking about it. When the thoughts come, let them pass, and you'll be free from it. Because it's the thoughts that bring on the desire. And if you didn't have the thought, you could not have the desire for the drug or anything. So just stop thinking. Don't fight with it. Just stop thinking about it. When the thoughts come, let them pass. And then don't hate it, because you, by hating it, you're giving life to the darkness, and it is ruling over you. So don't hate it. That's what the problem is.
Okay. Is it possible that thought, because I mean, I've been watching these thoughts, and I'm saying these thoughts aren't just like what you and everyone you guys talk about, like just thoughts are like voices. And like I, from my, what I'm seeing is that thoughts, that you can have more than one thought at a time, and you can have thousands of thoughts coming in from all different directions. And sometimes they're not even voices. It's just and that's yes. What I'm confused about. It makes me feel like it's annoying, or not feel like it's annoying, but it's not voices. It's like a knowing that affects your body and the feeling inside of your body. Like, and it's not thoughts.
Well, the thoughts, you're just not catching those thoughts. And this is why you must practice just being aware of thoughts. And if you get caught up in it, just realize you're caught up and come back to the present, meaning become aware of your body, where you are and what you're doing, and don't fight at all, because you can't fight evil. Those are evil demons in your mind, and you cannot fight them. They're in your mind and emotions. But you got to be aware of them, and the light will fight the darkness for you and take it away from you. So they are still thoughts, even though you're having thousands of them, you're not catching them. And I promise you, man, Ramir, that eventually you will start catching the first thought, and you won't go beyond the first thought, and you'll be free.
So it's possible. It is possible, no matter how bad, how long.
Not only is it possible, it will happen. You just have to stay with it. Don't worry about how long it takes or how painful it is and blah, blah, blah. Those are thoughts, too. You just do it.
All right. So now when you say don't want for nothing more, right? Don't want for anything. Like, I really want out of this more than anything. And I feel like, do you think that could be
That's a thought, too.
Okay.
The only thing you want is to not be like you are, what you are now. But don't define what you want to be. I want to be different. But don't define what the difference is, because the moment you define the difference that you want to be, you create another false identity.
Right.
You create another thought.
So you're right. So me thinking I want out is keeping me in.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you know what's crazy is that there's not one person that I've been around, and like, you're the only person where I can talk to, and you answer my question, and the words that you say is clear and completely, like, you can't misdo it. That's very interesting to me that you're the only one that I know that can do that.
And the reason is so clear, because God is already with you, and he's in you. That's why you have to live from within. And he's revealing the words that I'm speaking, because word cannot really express what the truth is. So the word I'm speaking, it just brings you to the truth that's in you, and the truth itself is showing you the way.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right, thank you. That's good for today. Thank you so much, Jesse. God bless you guys.
You too.
Wow.
Stay with it, man.
Yes, sir, will do. I'm trying. Thank you so much. Not trying, I'm doing it. Thank
right
you.
On.
All right, buddy. All right. God bless you, brother. Okay. Thank you.
Right on. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller, Sage, out of Seattle, Washington. Sage, you are on the air.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, like 90 going north.
It is truly an honor to talk to you, sir. I've been listening for years, and it's amazing.
Amazing.
So the question I have for you, I do the silent prayer, but I still find myself getting caught up in my thoughts constantly. And I'm wondering, how do you become the observer? You know, you use this word observer, be the observer of your thoughts. And I still don't feel like I'm observing them, you know?
Because of time, how do you know you caught up in a thought?
How do I know that I'm caught up in it?
Yeah.
I just repeat it over and over again in my head, you know, I drive myself crazy over certain things.
And how do you know that that's happening?
I guess, I don't know, I'm watching it from inside of my head.
That's all it means to observe. Watch it inside of your head and don't call it you. And if you feel the emotion is you missed the thought. You got caught up in the emotion, which are evil. Both good and bad emotions are evil. Just come back to your body and you'll be fine. And you are observing the thoughts that are in the mind, but they're not in you. Because when you can observe them, you're separated from them. But when you don't observe them, you and the thoughts are one. You and the devil are one.
Right, I feel like I'm one with the thoughts still.
But just be aware of them because you're not catching them fast enough yet. And you feel the emotion, and that emotion makes you feel that way, but it's not you.
Right, I'll drive myself crazy over the emotions over and over again.
Right. Well, just know you're in a thought and you didn't catch it. Now you're in emotion. But come back to your body or something, or your room. Be aware of what's around you and it'll pass. You'll be fine. If you have to do that 1,000 times a day, you do it.
1,000 times a day?
Yeah. Eventually, it won't be 1,000 times. Eventually, it'll be one time, and eventually, it'll be no time. You will never be caught up again with thought. They will all be taken out of you.
That would be amazing. And the silent prayer will help with that?
100%.
Morning and night?
100%.
And throughout the day, you do it as well?
Yes.
Okay, stay with it.
Stay with it. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Super chat.
Calvin from Ohio on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. John 5:22, quote, "Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son," unquote. A quote from Jesus. Are you calling Jesus a liar when he says this? Yes or no?
He does not judge. If you want to think that, go ahead. He made you free from judgment. What the? Then it means Jesus was going around judging. He was making you free from it. Amazing. Thank you.
And so,
but if you want to believe it, you stay with it.
And so is that a yes or a no?
What?
He asked, are you calling Jesus a liar?
Jesus never said he judged.
Thank you, Calvin in Ohio, and thank you, people who gave coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk and elsewhere.
Thank y'all.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing!
Thank you.
I'm so out of time. Stay with it, folks. Really. You're going to love it if you stay with it. Don't let the thoughts or anyone else talk you out of it. You stay with it. Stay present. And let the light fight the darkness. It's not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your past. You're not your future. You're not your anything. There's no one there. I'm out of time. Norway is Norway. Is that Olive? Olaf. And Mark out of Florida and other callers just dropped. Hate coming now. The Hate Report. See y'all on Sunday. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness.